Good morning. Today we celebrate, as I said, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And I was going to focus on the Eucharist in the species and talk about adoration and that, but as I was praying, the thing that kept hitting me the most was, in the Gospel, the line of Jesus. It said, give them something to eat yourselves. Huh? Give them something to eat yourselves. And as we focus on it, I reminded a couple months ago, we had almost a year ago, I guess now, or in the fall, we had a priest and religious day of recollection. And there was a sister got up there, and as she got up to preach to all of us on this day, she referred to this gospel today. And she says to all of us there, now, you don't think that today Jesus in this reading really did anything miraculous, huh? There was no magic. He made a couple loaves and fishes and fed 5,000 people. The real miracle was he got the people to share. And I'm sitting there thinking another reason why I don't like to come to these things. And I looked over at the bishop, and the bishop kind of put his head down because he was mad. And I was sitting there thinking, I told you, you don't do this kind of stuff. But see, people take, and they like to take the miracles of the Gospels, and they sit there and they make them not miracles at all. Again, as I've said, if God can't perform miracles, I'm out of here. I'm moving to San Diego today. I'm going to have a fine time. No more snow in Erie, Pennsylvania. This will be a great thing for me. But the reality is that God does perform miracles. And today's one of the greatest miracles we believe. If Christ did not perform miracles, he is not God. Our faith is useless. And so we got to believe that God can perform miracles in our lives, or we have no faith. Huh? That's what we got to believe. And as we sit there and we focus on the reality of the presence of God in the Eucharist, there's going to be three things we got to do to let these miracles take place in our lives. Three things we got to do. First, we got to be in God's presence. And as we're in God's presence, we need to look at his power instead of our weakness. The second thing we got to do is surrender all that we are to God. And the third thing we got to do is step out in obedient faith. Being his presence, surrender all that we are, step out in obedient faith. Okay? First, let's look at the first thing. Here's Jesus Christ when he's with the 5,000. And there's really much more than 5,000. It's 5,000 men. So there's probably 10, 15,000 women and children there. And he's speaking to all of them. And right before he says, they come to him and say, okay, Jesus, get rid of these people. Let them go and get some food because we're in a deserted place. Before this, what was Jesus doing? Do we know? The first line of the gospel, what did Jesus do? He healed. He taught the five, he proclaimed the kingdom, but then he healed those who were sick. So here these people could see the miracles of Christ right before their eyes. Here's the miracle worker. He healed the sick that were there, it says, huh? And so they don't pay any attention to the miracles. They just try to get into the practicality of the faith, not even the faith. Instead of looking at the miracles, he can do anything, they say, oh, Jesus, now let's be practical here. We have all these people. We don't have any food except for these little loaves and fishes. So send them away. And then Jesus challenges them to believe in his power. Give them some food, something to eat yourself. And instead of looking at Christ and his power, they looked at them and their weakness. But what we got to do is make sure that we're in the presence of God enough that we see his power. Again, there is no way to experience God unless we give him that quality time. Like I was saying at the other masses, you know, if you think that you're going to have this power in your life from the miracles of God by giving God 45 minutes or an hour a week because you go to this mass every week, if this is all you're doing in your relationship with God, you're in a sorry lot. You're going to have no power in your life. You're going to go around and say, why don't I experience God's power? Because you don't spend enough time with God. You got to spend more time with God than TV. You just got to.
But here, the apostles were with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they still didn't get it. They were thick. And so we got to sit there. When we're in God's presence, we got to see his power. But what happens is sometimes, even when we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, instead of looking at God and his power, we focus on us and our weakness. Well, God already knows we're weak. You already know you're weak. I'm weak. So that's a big thing. We can't do squat. But he can. You know, in preaching to the priests this week, I had a great bunch of priests up in Ogdensburg. And as I'm preaching these 5 days retreats, the 5 day retreat, most of these priests were ordained longer than I've been alive. Think of that. One of the guys was 60 years ordained. That's a long time. And here this priest, Samiri, got to preach to these priests about how to be a priest. Talk about feeling very unworthy and very not able to do this, huh? But as I sat there, it isn't about me, it's about God inside of me. And as I looked at the priest, one of the things, you know, everything the church teaches, it teaches us also not only through the Word of God, the Scriptures, but it teaches us through the prayers of the church, of the Mass. And so I said to the fathers, "Fathers, you all know when we say the preface for on a martyr's feast day, it says very clearly there, fathers, and you know this, don't you, fathers?" And I started, "Lord Jesus Christ, you choose the weak and you what? Make them strong." And so often we as priests and we as his people, all of us here, we only look at our weakness instead of what happens in the power of God in our life. He makes us strong. We don't do it by ourselves. He makes us strong. But the only way that happens is when we're in his presence. And when we're in his presence, we just can't sit there. To make us strong, what do we got to do? They had to take, in the gospel today, their loaves and their fish and give it to the Lord. So here they are. They take all that they are in their weakness. You know, they could have sat there and says, "Lord, there's only enough for us. We got to take care of ourselves first. Let's eat. Send them away so we can have what's here." But they had to take it, and instead of thinking about themselves, they had to surrender it to the Lord's power. With all that we are, we got to take ourselves in our weakness, and we got to surrender ourselves to the Lord. Everything. Don't just sit there and say, "Well, I'll give you some, Lord." Or we go to the first reading today, and what happens in the first reading? What do they give to the priest of Salem? 10%. "Here, God, here's 10%. If you're only giving God 10% of your life, forget it. You have to give God everything. Everything, everything, everything. They took everything and they surrendered it to the Lord. So now they're in their presence, in his presence, and they surrender what they have to the Lord. And then they were obedient in faith. Can you imagine what they must have thought? Jesus says, "Have them sit down, give them something to eat yourselves." And here they take these little bit of loaves and a little bit of fishes, and they said, "This will be good." And they start passing it. They must have felt like fools. How are we going to feed 15,000 people with these little bit of loaves and little bit of fishes? But they stepped out in faith. And when they were obedient in faith, God blessed them, satisfied their hunger, satisfied the hunger of the crowd, and had an abundance. When we step out in obedience, God will always satisfy our hunger, satisfy the hungers of others, and give us an abundance. Do you know the abundance of God in your life? The more you give, the more you get. The more we surrender and step out in faith, the Lord, more the Lord will bless us. But we got to step out. We got to be in his presence. We got to surrender all that we have to him. And then we got to be obedient in faith and step out so that the Lord can feed us and the Lord can feed the world. But it depends on you and me. Christ had the power, but he had to use the people that were there. Give them something to eat yourselves. God wants to use you the way he used them. But you and I got to surrender and we got to step out in faith. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now, what happens is we bring in all our new people.